Hey, how's it going? I'm Ana Luisa with a new episode of Inglês Online podcast. To read the transcript of this and other episodes, go to inglesonline.com.br and click on podcasts. Okay, so this is part one of a two-part podcast about expressions related to the word hope. Today I'm going to give you examples of how to use hope for the best and don't get your hopes up. And in part two, I'm going to talk about another two or three expressions. So here's a nice expression, hope for the best. Hope for the best, of course, means that you're hoping for the best possible outcome, the best possible thing to happen. So in any situation, really, you could say, well, it doesn't look good, you know, but we still hope for the best. So it's very common for people to say that when they're going through a difficult time or something unexpected has happened and they're not really in control of what's gonna happen next, you know? But they're trying their best to do whatever they can to solve the problem or improve the situation, and these people might say something like, you know, I'm just gonna do what I can and hope for the best. So here's an example. Suppose you're on your way to a very important meeting. Your boss is going to be there, your biggest clients are going to be there, and they're all waiting for you because you're supposed to give this big presentation. And what's more, your boss has been hinting at you that you might get promoted. You know, he's been dropping a few hints here and there. In other words, this is the meeting of a lifetime. It's a make it or break it moment in your career, and you don't want to mess up. And here's what happens. You get two flat tires on your way to the meeting. You grab your cell phone to call for some help, and your cell phone is dead. You forgot to recharge the battery, and now it's dead. But thankfully, you're able to think on your feet when you see a bus going in the direction you need to go. You think, well, I'm just gonna get on this bus and hope for the best. You know, you're trying, you're doing the best you can, given the circumstances, and you hope for the best. You've got two flat tires, your cell phone is dead, but you're on the bus now and you hope for the best. Or let's say your friend has to turn in a school report in an hour and she has just dropped the report in a big puddle of water. She's out of paper, she can't print another copy, and you tell her, hey, just use a blow dryer, talk to your professor, explain what happened, and hope for the best. Just do whatever you can to improve the situation and hope for the best. Okay, the other expression for today is don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up. You might end up disappointed. Let's say you're trying to get a job in a field where you have zero experience. So someone tells you, hey, I wish you luck, but don't get your hopes up. Most companies hire experienced people, so don't get your hopes up. Don't expect too much. You know, things might not work out the way you want them to. Don't get your hopes up. Or your friend is trying to convince you to go with her on a trip to India. You don't have a lot of money to spend on a trip. You'd rather go to the beach. But on the other hand, it would be fun to travel with your friend. So you tell her, hey, I'm gonna think about it, but don't get your hopes up. You know, I'm gonna think about it, but I don't have a lot of money right now. I'd rather go to the beach, so don't get your hopes up. Have you ever thought to yourself, don't get your hopes up? Some people have that thought when they're trying to get into college, for example. You know, it's hard, don't get your hopes up. Sometimes a person has already said no when you ask them to do something, but you're gonna give it another try because you really need their help with something. And you tell yourself, okay, I shouldn't get my hopes up. I'm gonna try, I'm gonna do the best I can, but I shouldn't get my hopes up. All right, that's it for today. Have you ever said something like, don't get your hopes up to another person or to yourself? Thanks everyone for all the comments and see you next time.